Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life Podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe, and I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome to this bonus episode. This is from when I went live on Insight Timer. Are you a subscriber of Insight Timer? It's a really great platform. You have it right on your phone. There are all kinds of different meditations, and there's also courses there, and there are people going live like I did in this that I'm sharing with you, and I'm there. You can follow me. If you didn't know, I am on there. If you already are a subscriber, I would love for you to follow me, so I will make sure that you can find, you can just search me in the app, but you also have a link in the show notes here to be able to click right through and follow me on Insight Timer. I wanted to share this with you all as it is a lesson on meditation and intuition, how meditation can facilitate your intuition. Now, it might seem for some people like, well, yeah, of course, but I give some tips about how to really take advantage of the meditation space and practice to up-level your intuition. Now, I also have here in this a meditation. So what I suggest to you is that if you're driving, that you don't listen to the meditation part. And I think that that's really important to understand. I do hear sometimes podcasts guiding people into, shifting their state and falling into a meditative state. And that's just not a good idea to do while you're driving, because driving is already kind of meditative. You know, when you just kind of blow past an exit where we're supposed to get off the freeway, and then you just, how did that happen? You actually fell into hypnosis. And by the way, meditation is hypnosis. So I encourage you to go ahead and pause the recording after the teaching, but I wanted to put the meditation up as it is in this bonus episode so that you could pick it up later and have a nice meditation right there in your meditation closet or your space. You know, if you are on a nature walk, that might be all right if you listen to the meditation, but this one is really geared to sitting and taking it in. And so before I play this for you, I also want to point out to you that my program, Easy Intuition and Meditation Coaching, is still open for registration. Registration will close on Saturday, November 5th, because we have our first coaching on Sunday the 6th. We have already had some education that's delivered for you to self-pace with. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. Not just education, but also some meditations to get you on that path. And it's not too late. You can sign up as long as it's before the 5th when you're listening to this, because the lessons are very attuning. The meditations are available to you at any time, and you can, it's not even catching up. I just set it up that way so that you could get going if you signed up before the 1st. At any rate, it's phenomenal, and I am just loving what we are pulling through in this. And keep your eye out if you are listening to this afterward, if you didn't make it this time, because I'm going to run it again. And the group coachings are everything. So transformative. Okay, I would love to have you there. And the registration link is in the show notes. It's very affordable. It's a 2.5-month program. It's $200. And you get the meditations and the education indefinitely, at least a year, but probably more than that. And it's very, very easy, and it's a beautiful community. Transformative. If you have been hankering to be immersed into a spiritual experience and to be in a transcending community, this is the place. Okay, that's what I have for you. And now, welcome into this little lesson and little meditation bonus episode. I'm calling it bonus, but it's actually pretty full length. So maybe it's not bonus. Maybe it's a full episode of me going live on Insight Timer. I hope you enjoy. All right, let's head into our bit of a chat, and then we'll have a meditation after that. This will be a shorter lesson on meditation and intuition, how your meditation practice can enhance, facilitate, and support intuition. Now, before we head into this lesson, let's just take those three big deep breaths, connecting to the body. Connecting to the body is connecting to the unconscious and the subconscious, and shifting into that state that is conducive to meditation and absorbing the learning in an informed manner. So let's go ahead and do that on your own pace. I will do it as well. And as you complete the cycle of those three breaths, allowing the breathing to return to a natural pace, and yet with this deeper support and engagement with the breath, and you can continue this even though you have your attention in different parts, as we are coming together in this space to expand, to absorb, to grow, and to learn. Now, as I mentioned, learning in the sense of how we learn as spiritual seekers, how we learn spiritually, actually how we learn, period, is to allow the body to receive the information. This correlates to the intuition, and it also correlates to the state of meditation. And so as you are participating or engaging in this lesson, I invite you to be dropped down into your body and let it wash over you and through you. When I get through the bit of the lesson, I will go over some key points, and you're welcome to jot those down if you're a note taker, or you can always listen back at another time. Take those notes down, and perhaps you could use those for journaling at another time. So let's talk about how meditation supports living by your intuition, or how it can support living by your intuition. And there's a very interesting point that came through as I was meditating and generally asking the universe, asking spirit guides, what do we, me as well as those who would attend this, what do we need to understand about meditation supporting intuition? And the first thing, the first item that was mentioned in my mind's ear, my mind's eye, and in my body, was that we can meditate and receive all kinds of benefits, and we can avoid receiving the benefit of having enhanced intuition. Sort of. It's almost like a foregone conclusion to a degree, but we can at least neglect or resist the greater opportunity to have our intuition enhanced by meditation. And I said, okay, that's interesting. I get that. And so then on the positive side, what we can do to enhance and get the most out of our meditation practice supporting the intuition is that we set the intention for it, for the meditation practice to facilitate intuition. That's step one. Step two is that out in the lived experience, the living experience, we must also continue that intention with attention and with trust and with leaning in. So we can set the intention that begins the journey. And then when we are in the living experience, we must say yes to the fact that intuition is being lived from the body, walking out on the path, and that the field is also engaged with us. So we say yes to what is showing up. And so intention and then attention. But what's interesting about the attention is that this speaks to expectations, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. So we have two ways that we kind of understand or value attention. But before I get to attention and how it's connected to expectations, how we can utilize attention and expectations as the flowering of intuition. Let's just look at that a little more closely, the intention of your meditation actually facilitating the blossoming or the fluorescence of your intuition and your intuitive living. So that means that, yes, as we head into a meditation, we set an intention and we allow that intention to pour into the practice. So it's in a way, you know, I'm a hypnotherapist, so I understand that we are suggestible and that's how we make changes in our beliefs. It's how we make changes in our subconscious mind structure, is that we have certain beliefs and those may be rigidly holding us in place. Maybe a belief, as an example, would be, I don't really know how to experience my intuition or hear it or see it. These are the different kinds of languaging that people use as it concerns intuition. And so if that is a belief that is in that subconscious mind, then we want to sort of give the antidote or the medicine to that, which would be, as I set an intention, give myself a suggestion to head into a meditation practice, perhaps the antithesis or the medicine to, I don't have a very strong connection to my intuition, or I can't hear it or see it, is I wonder how this meditation practice can open me to my relationship with intuition. Maybe that's a little long for you. And that one's a bit softer by saying, I wonder how. It might be, I welcome, I am able to, or I am enhancing my intuition in this meditation practice. I'm giving you from a more open, explorative language, depending on where we are, to something that is more literal and direct. And wherever you feel comfortable and, you know, resonant on that spectrum at the time, that would be the sign that it is the right suggestion for you. I wonder how my intuition can be facilitated in this meditation, or I am enhancing my intuition in this meditation, and then step into that meditation. Again, I'm not telling you do this one or do that one at any particular time. This is something for you, actually, in your feeling sense with your body, to be comfortable with and know that is the right one for you. So that's the first thing, is to begin the relationship. And we want to think about the relation, the intuition. I have a sneeze coming. Sorry about that. It just snuck up on me. And so as we're talking about intention and the continuing the intention with trust and the attention and fluorescence path of the living experience, what we have here is a relationship. We begin the relationship and then we continue the relationship. So bringing our intuition into our experience as a partner, as a guide, as a help, also to nurture it, as perhaps it is, you know, how we do with partners, where sometimes we are guiding and nurturing our partner, almost being the nurturing parent, and then at other times, surrendering and asking for the support and help from your partner. In a partnership, we kind of toggle, and, you know, we're a meeting of equals generally, and that's important to thinking about your intuition. It is a meeting of equals because your intuition is you and it lives in you. And then sometimes we nurture our intuition and say, I love my intuition. I believe, I care for, I trust. And then other times we might say, listen, intuition, I need you to help me. And I have some tips for you, at least one exercise or tip for the asking intuition, saying, I need you. So we have our meditation practice to move us in through that. And the reason that the guides told me that we could actually forego a lot of the benefit that meditation can give us for intuition is because they said there's a million things, billions of benefits that we get from meditation, health, well-being, clarity, healing. They say also that, of course, we could say that we're meditating, but in fact, we are going into a space sitting down and seething and complaining. Just to note that it isn't about a physical activity the meditation practice as much as it is at all, honestly, it's about an inner state and shifting the inner state. But shifting the inner state, it can be directed at to many different points of outcome and benefit. And so they say, have the intention to target the intuition expansion. All right. So intention, following through with the attention or the trust, and building a relationship, a loving relationship, and having the meditation practice be that place where the deeper bond is curated, the quality time that you're spending with intuition, facilitating and flowering in your life, and then living the experience. So I said intention, giving way to attention. Now, attention and expectations, these can be utilized for their benefit, but we need to make sure that we are not allowing it to use us. So we set the intention and we release attention in the sense of having expectations, but releasing the conditions of them. We use expectations as a way to shift our state. State, when you hear state, think of meditation. And the state that we're carrying throughout the day, even though we're not technically in a meditative state, not altered, we are still holding a certain quotient about our lives and our mood even. And so expectations can be utilized for the benefit of the underlying state. And yet we release the specifics or the particulars about it and let the energy of expectation, just positive unconditional expectation, and the positive unconditional attention that's released carry us through as we are letting intuition reveal itself to us. And so another way that meditation facilitates the flowering or the living by the intuition is that meditation can and does help us to raise our vibration. Now, I feel like it's time to use a reframe or a restatement of this phrase, raise your vibration, because it has maybe been overused. Maybe it hasn't been for you, but in case it has, I still think it's a beneficial and helpful phrase, but I'm going to also offer us a restatement. And in case you're like, I never even really heard anyone use the word raise your vibration. I mean, it's probably unlikely. However, raising your vibration really means to raise it toward love or positivity or happiness or vitality, any of these things that are a more life-giving quality. And that is not to say that, you know, we have no space in our lives or it's incorrect to be sad or depressed or angry or any of the things we consider lower vibration. It's more of an overall quotient of what your vibratory frequency is. And so my restatement of this today, in case this wants to go into your consciousness and through some different input, or if you're ready for a restatement of raise your vibration, is I would say raise your contentment quotient. Raise the value or your appreciation about your contentment quotient. And this can be cultivated internally with appreciation. Now, of course, contentment, you know, if we think of Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, that pyramid, and it has the red, orange, yellow, and it looks, I mean, honestly, it reminds us of the chakra system, the Hindu seven-centered chakra system. At the bottom is survival, the basic survival needs, and then it goes up the pyramid of emotional needs, and then all the way up at the very top is self-actualization. And this speaks to how conditions make things harder for us to feel content. However, in the modern life that we live, many of us can cultivate contentment, even though something in the external world isn't quite how we would like it to be, or even if it's quite a challenge. I say this in the modern world because it's less likely that we are physically threatened. Not making enough money, you're having financial difficulties, feeling unsafe emotionally. These things are common and important, and they tend to tap into our sense of safety. But in absolute now moments, a lot of the time, we aren't actually physically threatened. And so if we can take a moment to breathe and see how we can raise our contentment quotient, meaning allow ourselves to appreciate what is here and what is available, what that actually does is it returns to us our internal locus of perceived control. I'll say that again. It returns to us our internal locus of perceived control. Control is kind of an ugly word, but you know, it's also the thing that is really attached to survival. And so if we can have a perception that I do have some control, or at least I'm not under tremendous threat, that, and we can cultivate that in whatever way that is possible, realistic and true for us at the time, then that will do this thing that we call raising the vibration, or raise the overall contentment. As we raise that by internal appreciation, so that we do not need external resources for that contentment, it's more internal, then we will allow the intuition to reach into new spaces and places. And this will become the magnet. This will become how your attention is seeing opportunities, and it will be moving you naturally into the directions that will facilitate what will fulfill your happiness and raise your contentment quotient even more, even with external happenings. We can raise the internal happenings first, raise the contentment quotient first, or just always. That's just going to make us happier, healthier, and wiser. All right, so how this, tying this back to the intuition and meditation, is that when we are doing this exercise or this contemplation, even of raising your contentment quotient, we want to either have it in a full sitting meditation practice, or on your walking meditation, or anything that helps you to shift state. Perhaps it is your dancing or your singing or your art, or even mini and micro meditations throughout the day where we take a moment, we take those three big deep breaths, we drop into the body, and we say, where is my contentment now? How can I appreciate it? Meaning allow it to grow in my awareness and allow it to fill my body and my expectation, unconditional positive expectation. And then intuition naturally reaches out to places and spaces and expands upon universal laws and principles. I have an exercise for you. I'm going to do a recap, then we'll do a little another exercise, or excuse me, meditation. And so, one second. Okay. The exercise, very simple. Think of those three big deep breaths, or let's do them. Do one breath now, if you will. If it feels safe to you, have your eyes closed, allow them to close naturally, or if you'd rather keep them open, perhaps turn your vision downward, point it downward. And with that breath, drop into your body, even imagining or visualizing or just sensing deep into your body. And allow yourself to have present right now a question that you would like intuition to fulfill. I'm going to give you a moment to let that bubble up. Any one of the subjects. How can I? Where is the? Any of those things. So let's just say, hold on to yours. But perhaps since we mentioned it a moment ago, how can I increase my financial experience? How can I increase my financial returns? Now, if at first you're like, well, I mean, sometimes the head wants to take it over and it's like, well, I don't know. Clearly I would be doing it if I knew it. Drop down into the body, take that breath and say, what if I knew? And sit there with that connection into the body. Sometimes it is just the sitting, and perhaps there isn't an answer or an image or a nudge that comes through, but that's okay, because again, we're building a relationship. Just like if you asked your partner, hey, I want to ask, what do you think about this? And sometimes the partner responds, let me think about it. That's okay, right? We don't rush. So that might be the exercise right now. What if I knew? Making sure that we're anchored in the body. Now, what will happen sometimes is there will be a flash, a nudge, a knowing that will give you an answer. And I did that today. And the answer that I got was really unexpected to me. And also, then my head started going, well, I don't see how that's going to really be the answer. You know what? There isn't any issue with it. It's not like, well, go steal someone's car. That wasn't the answer. You know, my body served the answer to me. It is a good answer. It feels good. It is something to do. And I just thought, well, I'm going to go forward with it. Who knows what it can lead to? Okay. Just to recap, how meditation can facilitate intuition is that first we want to make ourselves open to the relationship to the intuition, flowering, blossoming, and building from the meditation practice. So as we head into meditation practice, we set the intention. And then throughout the living experience, we build the relationship. That means we say yes to how intuition is showing up. We trust it. We follow it. We believe in it. We enhance it as a partner, as a relationship with a partner. Second, as a part of that, we use attention and we use expectations to our advantage. We do not let them use us. So we take the conditions off of expectations, but we use the underlying energy of unconditional positive expectations, leaning into the surprise that is being delivered to us as we follow intuition. Next, we have raise your vibration, or my reframe or restatement of it is to raise your contentment quotient. And that is something that can be cultivated internally with the appreciation model or the appreciation state, pretty much in any situation. I just want to say pretty much, but it's possibly that it's all situations. We can find a way to cultivate the internal state of appreciation to raise our contentment quotient. And finally, we have the exercise of taking 1 to 3 big deep breaths, even if we're out in the day or if we're heading into a meditation practice, having the question we want intuition to reveal an answer to, dropping down into the body, doing that breathing, and then just saying, what if I knew? Letting that bubble up from the body, or just holding space for that to eventually show up for you. That's what I have for you. Okay, so let me see what's going on yes, content. Oh, good. Glad you like that, Lori. So how would you guys like to meditate? Or before we head into that, do you have any questions or comments or anything you would like to connect on before we head into the meditation? And I'll take a sip of water. Lori, do you get a little, I don't know, have you been, are you a little, has it lost its flavor? That's what I want to say. The raise your vibration, has that lost its flavor for you to some degree? Hi, Katie. What if we don't know what to ask? Well, that's fine. It's really about what to ask is about, thank you for asking that. What to ask is just something that is that's on the top of mind. Let's say the thing you want to improve in your life. Let's say if there's a worry. Heaven forbid we use the W word, the bad W word. If there is a worry, perhaps that is the root of asking a question. I could say, I mean, doesn't have to be a worry. It could be something positive. How can I have the best day ever? That might be if you can't think of another question, if there's no worry, if there's no kind of like root that's making itself obvious to you, then how can I make this the best day ever? Starting now. That could be a kind of catch-all. But it really has to do with the things that you want to, let's say, manifest, another overused word perhaps, but the things that you would like to flower in your experience. Does that help, Katie? Lori says, I still resonate with raising my vibration. I do too, actually, honestly. But I like the additional perspective of contentment. Yes, I definitely do too. And I in my personal practice, in my self-practice, devotional practice, personal development, spiritual development, I have a practice of raising my vibration in relation to. So let's say there's a challenging situation. I'm not a mother, but I'm sure there are people here who are parents, and I'm having a difficult time with my kid. How can I raise my vibration in relationship to the situation? Not with your kid, maybe with your kid, but pretty much you love your kid. It's more about the situation, you know, whatever's going on and with the issue. How can I raise my vibration? And in this metaphorical situation, it may be that instead of feeling, you know, recognizing that you might be tired, you might be a bit beaten down or worn down about what's going on with your kid or for your kid. So let's see how you can sit in the space of raising your vibration. Perhaps you can summon the concept of wisdom and trust that wisdom fills your body and that in the moment, because if you're feeling bogged down and tired because it's over and over and the thing is happening and you don't know how it's going to resolve, take a breath, reset, and just welcome wisdom to bring you to presence in the moment and raise your vibration in relationship to the issue. So that, yeah, I agree with you. I like it too. Just thought it might be an offering. Great idea. How do I raise my vibration in relationship to? Yes, yes. And you get that, Nicole. You're a healer. You're an intuitive. You know exactly what that feels like. Put that thing over there and then look at it and see how you can love yourself into a higher space as you're relating to it. Okay. All right. And so we're going to head into a meditation here in a moment since I don't see any questions. And Insight Timer asks that I mention that donations are greatly appreciated by teachers. They help us to be able to take time to offer things like this and helps us to be able to continue to contribute to Insight Timer and supports our practice at whatever it is. So there you go. There's my second mention. All right. I would love to get into meditation with you guys. If you would like to, let's go ahead and start to shift ourselves into that space. Allowing yourself to shift positions. And as you feel the solid support beneath you, if you would like to allow your eyes to close, or if you would rather leave them open, perhaps just shift them down and soften. Welcome to your sacred practice. And let us begin this meditative journey by taking those three big, deep breaths, cleansing, softening, and expanding on your own pace now. And as you complete the cycle of these three big, deep breaths that bring a softening and bring an expanding all at once, these three breaths, they do send the signal to the body, to the mind, that it is time to go within. And so we allow this and we support it with the continuing of the natural pace of breathing. Yet with the awareness cradling the breathing. And as we take a moment here just to appreciate the simplicity and profundity of breathing, how wonderful it actually feels to draw in the breath and to hold it for a moment as we hold a state of gratitude. And then fully releasing, and on the release, we recognize this is a literal and metaphorical releasing of tension. It is literal. It happens to the physical body, to the nervous system, this shift. And we can also add to it a release of tension. And the release, the exhale, is also metaphorically aligned with expression. And at the bottom of the breath, before the inhale, as we're emptied out. Fresh soil, a fallow field. It's a vulnerable place, and it's also a place of trust. If you hold at the emptiness, anytime you would like to experience this, you could do it now, empty out and hold. And recognizing before you take in that next inhale that it is there for you. And you can dance with this feeling of faith and trust. And the inhale is the receiving, it is the magnet. It is letting your form be created by the field, by nature, God, spirit, any and all of these co-creative vital forces are available to you and accessed with breathing, which is happening like the heartbeat at all times. And so as the breathing continues now, let us just bring the awareness to the feet here for a moment. Bringing awareness to the feet, however it is that they are positioned in your posture now, that these are the connection to the earth. And so we bring awareness, attention, we bring a gentle presence to the feet now. And if you would like to just lean into welcoming a calming sensation, a balanced sensation to the feet, simply with the invitation, with the pondering of it as I speak this guidance to you, welcoming a calming to the feet now. And drawing that calm now up to the ankles, welcoming calm here. And as we do this, we're also welcoming a receiving of life force. Perhaps you imagine that you are receiving it from the earth. Perhaps you imagine that you are calling back your energy from places and spaces it has been left. But as we need balance, we need calm, and we also need vitality, we call this in now to the ankles, shins, and calves. Bringing this awareness and this balancing and this calming now to the knees. And welcoming that soothing and softening sensation up to the thighs. And just simply welcoming comfort. And I wonder how much more comfortable you could become as you bring this up now to the pelvic region, the buttocks, the front and back, and all through as we begin to interact with the balancing of internal physical systems, internal physical systems. And we are at the base of the digestive system, the reproductive system, and we just simply welcome the system to find a harmony, balance, and vitality, allowing tension to be released, allowing energy to be received, whatever is needed. We do not need to chase or follow it. We are simply interacting and engaging with the possibility as we bring that awareness now up to the midsection, where we have the skeletal and the muscular systems. We also want to acknowledge, welcome a calming, welcome a vitality, welcome a balance. And we are beginning now at the spinal system. So we have the nervous system, welcoming the calm, relaxation, vitality, all the balance that is just right, the well-being as we are raising this awareness now around the chest and the back. And we have our heart, we have our respiratory systems, we bless and welcome and allow healing if necessary, or balance or vitality or calming to be received here now. And as we activate and balance the body, we recognize we open ourselves up to the self-actualization. We open ourselves up to more appreciation. And so we just gently welcome this in as we bring the awareness now up and over the shoulders, front and back, a calming, a smoothing, a soothing down the arms, down to the elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers. And here we might have imagined or visualized that tension can be just released at the fingertips, anything that is not necessary easily just released now. And finding this attention now, this awareness up around the neck, where we welcome the expression center to release, relax, let go, and become vitalized as is appropriate, simply allowing the systems to do what they know how to do, for nature knows how to do what it knows how to do. Raising this frequency of awareness now up around the jaw, facial muscles, the ears. And as we head into the head here with the brain and the hormonal system, we just allow that balance to be stricken, and we know that we are here on our own team, and our team is here for us. Allowing this attention, awareness, and the release, all of it to just sprout out the top of the head, out the top of the head. And perhaps you take a nice deep breath here. And I want to welcome you to visualize or imagine a light rainfall. As I say light, I mean composed of light. A rain that is composed of light, color. Maybe it has that gravity to it that water has. But it is a light that comes down like rain. And I'll let you discover what the color or quality is of this light or colors. As it rains down upon you, it also moves through you. It brings a vitalization, a freshening. It turns on the spiritual DNA. It tunes up. It washes away. And it nourishes and quenches. And here in this space of being soothed, vitalized, open, refreshed, let us set the intention now for meditation, this time that you are with your inner working. That intuition is enhanced. I invite you to imagine or sense, just drop down into your body, deep into your body. That may be right at that core of that solar plexus. You may even anchor it deeper into your pelvic or to your perineum, and just feel the solid anchoring of awareness. Bring it up to that seat of the soul area, which is there at that solar plexus region. Imagine or visualize or have a sense that there is a glow, there is a light here, seated deep in the core of you. And let this be the representation of your intuition. And I invite you, as you are sensing or visualizing this warm glow, I invite you to allow it to give you the warmth that warmth gives, a comfort and a brilliance about it, an illumination from within you. Allow it to feel pleasant or interesting. Know that there is quality and an aliveness to this warm glow. It is you, and yet it is the wisdom of you. It is the part of you that has your best interest in mind, in heart, and can offer steps for action. It just simply is. All of this. And so taking this moment as you're connecting to this warm glow that we are calling it the intuition, and recognize that this space of meditation practice is here for you and is here enhancing your connection to your intuition. Hold space for this. Allow yourself to appreciate. And as this word appreciate, it means to grow, to allow something to expand. And perhaps you visualize or have a sense that as you appreciate your intuition in this space, that it does actually get warmer and brighter, more illumined and clearer. And from this place now, let's set an intention to follow with attention, meaning as a relationship that is experienced in the living, your intuition is available to you as you walk in the world. And have a sense of this if you can. Internally experience the somatic sensation of walking in the world. Visualize or imagine or have a sense of walking out in the world. And you sense or see or you are aware of this warm glow of intuition, and it is alive. It speaks to you from within, or it gives you nudges from within. And then as you're walking, you continue to self-validate that relationship. You nurture it. You have this unconditional expectation that of course it is there for you. And you're walking and you're moving on your path, you're moving in your life. And you have permission to expect abundance, vitality, fun, pleasure, relationship, whatever it is that brings you to your self-actualized experience in this life. Intuition is there to support that. You're welcome to surrender to those possibilities and to place those in the conversation, in the communion with intuition. Take a moment here to just let those principles, those values, those desires, to come into the communion between you and intuition as you are walking on your path. Take a few moments for this. And so now, as you have built the beginning of a new relationship with your intuition, and even though you have always had the relationship, you may consider this a new kind of promise, one that is loving and exciting to enter into. And you have the anchor in your body and the somatic sensation of the glow. And so with this new promise, this loving promise, to continue to allow the meditation practice, which happens at certain points and also throughout the day as you touch base, as you have the mini and micro connections to enhance and allow the fluorescence of this journey, led by your intuition. All of this comes into coalescence at this time. And so now, as we complete this journey, and yet you take with it a gentle, calm excitement to allow intuition to flower in your journey. And with a nice, big, deep breath, returning to your time space, to your physical reality awareness, coming on back now, wide awake and alert. Hello, hello. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.